Live from St. Louis, it's a special World Series edition of The Biggest Show Coming to Town This Week. It's brought to us by Trend HR and the Granada Theater. Go to GranadaTheater.com for show listings. We have seven candidates. By the way, we're doing it a day late this week because of the World Series. We had too much sports to talk about yesterday. Seven candidates this week for Biggest Show Coming to Town. Let's run through them. Candidate one, Wednesday night at the Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie, Soundgarden.
Rich? Oh, Rich isn't here this week. Ty?
Hey. I like Soundgarden.
Are they the most overrated of the Seattle bands? Or can you be more overrated than Nirvana and Pearl Jam?
I think they're a little overrated.
I like this song.
They made it to number one with Black Hole Sun, Burden in My Hand, and Blow Up the Outside World.
That Black Hole Sun is the biggest drainer.
Yeah, it is a drainer.
I'm telling you, that could drain me faster than a vampire. And wash away the pain.
What is a pill? That's a pretty big show, though.
Yeah, it is. Also appearing on that bill is Mastodon.
Mastodon.
I thought that was a bump you got behind your ear. No, no medical humor this morning?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No.
All right, candidate number two, Thursday night at the House of Blues in Dallas, Quiet Riot.
They had a couple good songs, right?
This was not one of them.
The lead singer's been dead for 4 years, though.
He has not. Kevin DeBrow's dead?
Yes, he's been dead. He died of an overdose in 07.
Are you sure about that?
Absolutely.
Call his parents.
No.
I need to check into this. It sounds vaguely familiar, but... Yeah, he was the band, though.
Yes, he is dead.
How could they still be going?
November,
oh my gosh,
November,
he's excessively dead.
2007.
Who's singing now?
Cocaine Overdose.
That's his name? That's a weird name.
Boy, if you're still doing cocaine at the age of... What was he? 50? He was 52?
All right.
Yeah, if you're still doing cocaine at the age of 52, you could possibly win a World Series. I mean, it's not unheard of.
Hello.
Okay, wow. So they had this. They had Bang Your Head, which was a top 40 hit.
Mama, We're
they
All Crazy
Mama,
Now.
We're All Crazy Now. Spelled all crazily as a top 40 hit. That's about it.
You know, and it seems like Kevin DeBrow, he looked totally different, like, as...
when he was alive?
Well, I mean, as he got older. Does it make his skin color changed or something?
Okay.
He died about 6 days before his body was discovered.
Jeez. Where was he?
He was at his home in Las Vegas.
Hey, why didn't they spell check the name of this song?
Yeah, they...
Why do they have to spell it like that?
Just to make everyone tense.
Yeah.
You know, there's some confusion on how that word is spelled.
Well, it's... And they spell it N-O-I-Z-E.
Okay.
Oh, were you guys talking about another word?
Yeah.
Just let's all move on.
Okay.
Let's all experience the full release from this topic.
Okay.
Candidate 3, Biggest Show Coming to Town this week, Friday night at the Southside Music Hall in Dallas, Anthrax.
Man, Rich is missing all these shows this week. These are right in his wheelhouse.
You can go listen to them, but don't mail a tape of them to anyone.
Yeah, you don't want Anthrax in the mail, do you, Gordon?
No. Well, no, I wasn't going to go that far, George. That's during your terroristic threat you just made on the air. On national local airwaves.
Been around since 84.
I don't know if been around that long. Sounds great.
We're having some trouble on our end, Jer. We're just hearing a bunch of noise and buzzes and pops.
No, that's Anthrax.
Oh, okay. That's the actual song, Craig.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
Also on this bill, Testament and Death Angel.
That's awesome.
That's great.
Death Angel. The Angel of Death.
Remember the Angel of Death?
Mm-hmm. Well, it was a wrestler, right?
We played poker at his house. I believe he passed away.
Yes, he did. A few years ago.
He was a gentle giant.
Norm loved
him. Quiet Riot.
Candidate number four, biggest show coming to town this week. Friday night at Billy Bob's in Fort Worth, Huey Lewis and the News.
Nothing wrong with them. Nothing wrong with that sports album from 25 years ago.
Big fan of these guys.
Yeah.
Boy, you guys.
What?
It just, no one's a fan of Huey Lewis and the News.
Everyone is.
No, middle-aged women are.
No.
That's it.
I like their stuff. There's their first big hits when we were in high school, and it was a good album.
If This Is It.
Not a bad song.
Heart and Soul is a great song.
Hip to Be Square.
How does Heart and Soul go? Okay, that one was okay. And then they have a Photograph song.
That was Def Leppard.
I used to see you in a photograph.
What song is that?
I'm so glad it's changed.
Do You Believe in Love?
Do You Believe in Love? What's wrong with that?
I guess that one was okay. But I don't know. He creeped me out.
He dressed
too square, and it just didn't seem hip.
Harmonies?
I'm hearing that it's hip to be square now.
Okay, I don't know about that song. But they had some good stuff.
I Want a New Drug was okay. It got a little overplayed, but it had a good groove to it.
Hey, and it was remade into Ghostbusters, and they made even more money off of it. I think that's true. I think they actually did win a lot of money from Ray Parker Jr. on that song.
That did they really?
Yeah.
Yep, sure enough.
Candidate number five, biggest show coming to town this week. Also Friday night, this at the Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie, Paul Simon.
Married to the Tickets on Edie Brickell.
Yep.
The bass player on this album is so badass, I can't even tell you how badass he is.
Yeah.
You know who it is?
No, I don't, but he played this fretless with this compression on it. It sounds so good. Listen to that. Why am I soft in the middle of the rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot. Such a cool sound.
I like him. I thought some people maybe overrated this album a little bit.
No, this album is a classic.
Was it? Okay.
Far away. Listen to that. Get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this. Isn't that badass? You don't like that bass line, Georgia?
No, it's good.
Give him props. You just won't give him props because he's black. That's the reason you're not praising this bass player.
How do you know he's black?
Because I've seen him before. Wow. I just don't know what his name is.
He is 70 now.
The bass player? The black bass player?
No, Paul Simon. This album, Graceland, went platinum 5 times over.
But George says it's overrated.
No, I went out and bought it because everyone was making a big deal about it. I just didn't spend a lot of time listening to it after I went through it a couple times.
What about this video with Chevy Chase and Robin Williams in it?
Yeah.
Funny.
Did you guys know that Paul Simon used to be in a band, Simon and Garfunkel?
Never heard of it. Never heard of it.
Candidate 6, biggest show coming to town this week, Saturday night at the Dr. Pepper Arena in Frisco, America.
I like them.
I always thought this was Paul. I thought this was Neil Young sang this.
This song throws you, doesn't it?
Yes.
You know, it does throw me, but just because it's so weird. The lyrics are weird.
Song.
Yeah, they weird me out. I've been through the desert on a horse with no name, for there ain't no one for to give me no pain.
Yeah. I don't know about all that. I like some other of their stuff, though. I'm trying to figure out.
So how is this not Neil Young?
Because he's not singing it, or...
But it sounds like
it. Nor did he write it.
It sounds like a boring song like he would write.
It sounds like him singing, too.
Yeah, it's a little Neil Young-y, I guess.
Didn't they have Ventura Highway? I thought that was
great
a great song.
Yeah.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Sister
whoa,
Golden
whoa,
Hair.
Whoa.
Oh, my gosh. What
Ventura
happened?
Highway. Yeah, great song.
Tin Man.
Yeah, another good one.
Tin Man.
I'm giving nothing to the Tin Man.
Okay, it's Bakithi Kumalo who plays the bass on You Can Call Me
okay.
Out.
Okay.
Okay, Bakithi. Okay, get Kumalo over here going on a bass run, all right?
They had an H thing with their albums. They had Homecoming, then Hat Trick, then Holiday, then Hearts, then History, then Hideaway, then Harbor.
All of them failed.
All right, and candidate number 7, biggest show coming to town this week, Saturday night at the Granada Theater, Ray Manzarek.
Tom.
Now, what is he going to do here?
Some Doors stuff, I
just
guess.
Just play the keyboard parts?
Is Tom Gribble
Tom
singing
Gribble.
For him?
Yeah.
Know that I would be alive.
He can sing, can't he?
If I, was I don't know.
Okay.
Girl, we couldn't get much higher. See, he sounds great there.
Yes, people overrate the Doors so much, Giorgio.
No, no, no. Make sure I wasn't.
No, you're correct. You can come out of the shadows and say that out loud.
Why is that? Because Morrison died early?
Well, that's part of it, yeah. And people just get obsessed with his life, and they like to make just old threadbare points about how
he wasn't really a musician. He was a poet.
See, we were little when they were popular, like 4 or 5 or something like that. Their music used to scare the hell out of me as a little kid.
Yeah, there's something really creepy about it.
Riders on the Storm.
That one really creeped me out. There's a
honey on the road.
Yeah. When you're 5 years old, man, that just scares the heck out of you.
But I will say this. I've grown to appreciate them after saying how overrated they were for years and years. They do have a very unique sound, and having that kind of baritone singer is cool. Now, he's a guy who, talk about living a lifetime in 27 years.
Wow.
He got to the Fat Elvis phase about 20 years before Elvis did. And that concludes my comments.
All right.
All right, let's vote then. Biggest show coming to town this week. Is it candidate number 1, Wednesday at the Verizon, Soundgarden? Candidate 2, Thursday at the House of Blues, Quiet Riot? Candidate 3, Friday at the Southside Music Hall, Anthrax? Candidate 4, Friday at Billy Bob's, Huey Lewis and the News? Candidate 5, Friday at the Verizon, Paul Simon? Candidate 6, Saturday at the Dr. Pepper, America? Or candidate 7, Saturday at the Granada, Ray Manzarek. Ja.
Well, because it's such a great venue and it's such a great band, no doubt about it, Huey Lewis and the News, Billy Bob's, Texas.
Gordo?
Well, if they bring out Kevin DeBrow's corpse and he's actually out there, I'm going to vote for Quiet Riot, but I don't think they are. Although they deserve some credit for being the original hip-hop spellers. I'm going to have to say Paul Simon. I think he is underrated, an underrated American treasure. He's never really put on par with Dylan and the rest of them, but he should be.
All right, voting for Rich Phillips, Ty Walker.
I know Rich would pick this, Huey Lewis.
He would not pick that. Not over Death Angel.
Chair?
I'll go Soundgarden.
All right, Fernando.
Paul Simon.
Yeah, I think it's kind of an easy one this week, Paul Simon. Isn't he the most legendary guy coming to town?
Yeah, so legendary. I forgot he was on the list.
Yeah, George didn't vote for him.
He wins, though, 3 votes to 2 to 1. Paul Simon on Friday at the Verizon.
All right, what's next in Gordon?